Very warm greetings in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家热忱的问安。
Wouldn't it be great if someone comes up to you?
如果一个人来到你的面前
and tell you that whatever you ask or imagine, I will make it happen in your lives.
然后告诉你说，无论你所要的是什么，你所想象的什么，我在你的生命里头一定会把它实现，那不是很好吗？
Not only that,
不只是如此，
I will make it happen in such a way that is beyond your imagination, beyond your dreams.
甚至我会把这个兑现呢，是超过你能够所想象的，超过你的梦想。
And it will surely happen.
并且呢，一定会实现。
Just ask.
你只要求。
Just think about it.
只要想想，思想。
In fact, this person will say, I have the ability to make it happen.
甚至这个人说，我有这个能力能够使这一切事情发生。
Would that excite you?
那会使让你兴奋吗？
Well, the students may be thinking,
学生们可能在想，
make me get distinction in every subject.
让我在我每一个科目里头都能够得到优等的成绩。
The working person may be thinking, let me be promoted to the highest position in this company.
做工的人可能就会想，在公司里面让我能够在公司里面得到最高的职位。
Families will be thinking, make us rich, make us famous.
那些家庭里头的人就会想，让我们的家庭能够很有钱，很有名望。
Maybe the elderly are thinking, give me back my health, I'll be so strong, and I can go for holidays and eat anything I want.
那年长的可能说，把我的健康来归还给我，好让我能够到处旅行，吃我想要吃的东西。
I think we will be very interested, very excited.
我想大家都会非常的有兴趣，非常的兴奋。
Now look at verse 20.
看看第二十节。
Here God says, rather Paul writes under the moving of God.
这里呢，保罗借着圣灵的感动把这一句话写下来。
He says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
神说神能照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就这一切。
Now here, the apostle used what is often called superlatives.
那这里呢，使徒保罗就使用那最高层的比较。
It's not just superlatives.It's super superlatives.
是极度的至高的一个比较。
That is what many would describe the adjectives here.
这也是许多人会来怎么样形容这里的形容词。
Look at verse 20.
你看第二十节。
Now it says, normally people say, well, do above all. That is already quite powerful. Do above all.
那可能他们许多人就会说，这里只要说大力充足的成就超过一切就行了。
But he adds some more. Well, for us, we say do abundantly above all. That is quite amazing already.
这里说他要大力的充充足足的成就。
But he says do exceeding abundantly above all.
所以这里是说到不只是充充足足，甚至大力的充充足足。
In what?
在什么事情上
？In all that we ask, or even just imagine.
那在我们所求、所想的事情上
，Does that excite you?
这是否使你兴奋呢
？What are you thinking now?
现在你所求、所想的是什么呢
？Now here, this word in verse 20, he is able.
这里我们看见神是有能力。
We sing at old folks' home. He's able. He's able.
那我在这个老人院养老院唱诗的时候，我们常常唱诉到神是有能力的。
I know he's able.
我知道神能够。
Now, what is this able?
那这能力是什么
？This able is it describes the ability that is intrinsic in the person making this statement.
那这里的能力这个字呢，是指着神自己本身他属性里面所有的能力。
It is something that he possesses within himself.
这是神自己本身所拥有的能力。
Now, if I tell you, I promise to do exceeding abundantly above all, not much use to you because I don't have that power.
那如果我告诉你我能够为你成就，大大力力冲大力冲冲足足的为你成就超过你能够想象的东西呢，但是没有用，因为我自己本身没有这个能力来成就。
The title this morning is The Believer's Keeping.
那今天早晨 的信息主题乃是信徒的保守。
Now remember Paul was praying for the Ephesus church worshippers.
记得保罗在这里呢是为着以弗所教会的崇拜者祷告。
We studied the prayer in verse 16. First was the believer's strength.
我们也查考过这个祷告，那第16节就提到信徒的力量。
Verse 16, strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
那在16节就说到叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Then we studied about the believer's filling.
然后呢我们也查考过就是信徒的充满。
He prayed in verse 19.That we might be filled with all the fullness of God.
在第十九节，保罗祷告说：“我们能够被神一切所充满的充满。”
Knowing His love,
知道他的爱心。
Motivated and driven by His love, so full it overwhelms us to live for Him.
被他的爱所激励，使到我们心里面实在是充满着神的爱，来为他而活。
And now He speaks of the believers, keeping.What God will provide, what God will do.
那现在这里呢，他所提到的乃是信徒的保守，就是神能够为信徒供应什么，神会做什么事。
You ask and you think, and God says, "I have the ability to make it happen in your life."
他说：“你求，你想，我在你生命里头，我有能力能够实现这一切。”
The world dreams of this kind of power.
那世界也想象着、梦想着这样子的能力。
When I was young, I always wish I could find Aladdin's lamp.
那我年幼的时候，我常常在想我想要能够找到阿拉丁的这块土地。
You rub three times, the genie come out, and whatever you wish or dream, he will give it to you.
这个阿拉丁的这个灯，就是你插的这个灯之后呢，这个里面的灵就会出来给你所要的东西。
The world writes about such fantasies.
那世界上的人就会描写这种各种各样的幻想的东西。
But here is in this prayer, God revealing that He has that power.
在这里的祷告呢，神启示给我们知道他有这个能力能够成就。
Look at this word, exceeding.
看看这个字，大啊，充充足足。
It is exceeding means it is beyond measure.
那这大力呢，指的就是超乎我们的所衡量的东西。
It goes beyond.Any standard, any power.
是超过一切的准则，超过一切的能力。
Not only exceeding this word, abundantly means overflowing.
那不只是大力，这充充足足也告诉我们是满意，超过这个满意出来的。
So Paul says, when you pray and when you think.
所以保罗说，当你祷告，当你思想的时候，
God constantly, all the time, can exceed.And in great volumes.
所以保神说我在任何的时候能够超过充充足足的来成就。
In what he would do for you.
就是在神在你身上要成就的事情。
Then furthermore.
之后呢
?You say above all.
超过一切。
Means it's not just in certain areas.
就是说不是某个方面罢了。
But it's above all.In those areas,
乃是超过一切各个方面。
What are you dreaming of now?
现在你梦想的是什么？
Is this all everything? No limit?
是不是
no boundaries?
没有界限呢？一切任何的事情都可以。
Well, we are going to see what this all means.
那我们就要看看这一切指的是什么。
Then we are going to see what this all, or rather, what why God wants to do this, the purpose.
那我们要看看这一切指的是什么，之后呢，也要看看为什么神要成就这一切，那目的是什么。
Without understanding that this passage, like many other passages in the Bible, are misused and abused by many churches.
那如果对这一节经文不了解的话呢，许多教会也使用类似的经文，并且扭曲它的意思来使用。
To teach the health and wealth gospel.
来传讲这财富的福音。
To teach that God is a servant waiting like the genie. Just waiting at your demand and your command.
教导神就好像那个精灵一样来等待你来应允你要 祈求的东西。
And because it's promised here, they say that God must do it because God promised it in this verse. He cannot go back on His word.
因为在这次经文里面，神已经承诺的应许的，所以神不能够反悔，所以他一定会成就的。
So you just sit there and you imagine, you think.
所以你就坐在那里，在那里想。
Think of the house that you want.
想象你要得到的屋子。
The car, the job, the money.
你要得到的汽车、金钱等等。
And he says God can give you even more than you can imagine.
他们就是说神能够赐给你超过你所想所求的。
That is what they interpret this verse to mean.
这就是他们如何来解释这节
经文。So as a result, many go to church.
因此呢，就许多人要去教会。
Because believing that this God of the Christian Bible has promised these things to them.
因为他们相信就是基督徒的那位神，就是圣经里头的这位神，能有能力来赐我这一切。
Now, obviously we know this is not what the Apostle Paul is writing about.
当然我们很明显知道这不是使徒保罗所要讲的。
We'll see why afterwards.
那之后我们就要了解为什么。
Quick revision.
那做一个很快的这个复习。
From the beginning of the epistle, what did Paul write about?
在这卷书信的一开始，保罗提到什么？
Now, from verses 3-6 of chapter 1.
第一章的第三到第六节。
He wrote about God adopting us as children through predestination.
那他写到神借着他的预定使我们成为他的儿女。
Verse 7-12 of chapter 1.
第七到第十二节，第一章
，He talked about Christ coming to accomplish salvation plan.
他也讲到，他也提到基督来到世上来成就救赎的计划
，so that we can become adopted children.
以致我们能够成为神的儿女。
Then 13-14,
第十三、十四节
，talk about the assurance of our salvation where we are sealed with the Holy Spirit.
讲到当我们受了所应许的圣灵为印记之后呢，我们在救恩上就得到确据。
So God's the Father's working in the plan, in the predestinating.
所以我们知道父神在这计划里面，在预定里面做工。
God's the Son coming to fulfill salvation plan and the Holy Spirit sent to enable us, to seal us.
所以圣子就来到世上成就这份救恩的计划，那圣灵就在我们里面动工，使我们有能力来接纳接受。
Then in chapter 2,
然后就来到第二章。
He talks about, Jews and Gentiles equally are saved.
就提到犹太人以及外邦人同样能够得救。
And in chapter 3, he describes how Jews and Gentiles are saved into the same church.
他也提到在第三章里面犹太人以及外邦人同样得救加入同一个教会。
So he gives literally from, before the foundation of the world until the New Testament church, the description of God's work.
所以他从创世以先到现在新约的教会里面形容神一切的工作。
He described all this.
他把这一切都描述形容出来。
He described God's great and grand plan before he even began time.
在神时间还没开始之前呢，他就形容描述出神伟大的计划。
Then now at this point he prays this prayer.
那在这个时刻呢，他就做了这个祷告。
And he concludes with this prayer after all this grand description of God's work scheme of things.
所以在描述神伟大的计划工作之后呢，他就写了这一个祷告。
Then the question is this.
那问题就是。
Did God do all these things?
神成就这一切的事情
with no purpose,
没有目的吗
with no reason,
没有原因吗
Here, Paul reveals to us at the end of all this description, the purpose, the reason.
所以神在这一节最后的几节经文里面就把他的目的启示给我们。
Look at verse 20.
看第二十节。
Or rather, the answer is found in verse 21.
那答案其实是在21章,
Now he says, Unto him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end.
但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀直到世世代代永永远远。
Now he describes that, you know, I just explained to you and revealed to you the great mystery and secret of God's work from inception of time to the establishing of the church.
所以他在这里告诉我们，就是说，我在这里之前已经把神的伟大的计划从开始时间开始之前到教会成立之后，一切都描述给你们。
And in this prayer, he closes it, revealing the purpose of all this. Unto him be glory.
所以这个祷告结束的时候呢，他就把整个计划的目的启示出来，就是让神能够得着荣耀。
This is the purpose of everything that God has done and God will continue to do, my friends, for His glory.
所以这也就是神之前已经成就并且将来要成就的一切事情的目的，就是要让他自己得着荣耀。
Now this must be deeply engraved in our hearts.
这必须要牢牢地刻在我们的心板上。
Our existence.
我们的存在。
Every moment.
每一个时刻。
God's plan.Everything in God's plan,
一切都在神的计划里
is unto His glory.
是都是为着神的荣耀。
Now, in fact, Paul kept revisiting this point. If you notice,
如果你注意的话，保罗一直强调，重复的强调这一点。
You turn back to chapter one.
你回到第一章。
After describing God's work before the foundation of the world.
那在形容神在创世以前所成就的工作。
The plan of our salvation.
就是计划我们的救恩。
Look at verse 6.
第六节。
Why did he do that?
为什么他要那么做?
To the praise of the glory of his grace. It's to the praise of his glory.
那是要使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
God the Father.
圣父。
God the Son.
圣子。
Why did he do what he do? He did.
为什么他们做他们做的事情
?Verse 12.
十二节。
That we should be to the praise of his glory.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
That is why Christ did what he did.
这也是为什么圣子成就了。
Why did the Holy Spirit come?
为什么圣灵要来呢
?Look at verse 14.
十四节。
Unto the praise of his glory.
使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Do you understand? The point of the book of Ephesians is to point the church to the fact that our salvation is for the praise of his glory.
所以你们看见吗？以弗所书的目的呢，就是要让教会知道我们的救恩是为了使神的荣耀得着称赞。
He ends this whole section in chapter 3, verse 21.
他把这一大段所讨论的事情呢，在第三节二十一节第三章二十一节来做个总结。
With the statement unto him be glory，
那是神在他教会中得着荣耀。
Now I want to please turn your attention to verse 20。
那我们来看第二十节。
It's very interesting，
非常的有趣。
Now, Paul summarized this prayer and he says verse 20， Now unto him。
所以保罗在这里说，那神。对着神来说
，Verse 21, now unto him.
那第二十一节也是提到神。
It's as if you know he said now unto him, then he interrupted his thought.
那所以他第二十节提到关于神，然后之后
，then in verse 21 he continued his thought again in this prayer now unto him.
那二十一节他又继续提到神，同样的思想。
It looks like he wanted to pray verse 21, now unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus.
看起来就好像在二十节他已经想要让祷告说让神得到荣耀。
But before he did that, he says, now unto him, then he stopped. He said, I need to say this first before I finish with this statement.
所以他在二十一节他祷告这句话的时候呢，他说可能我要先讲过这一句话之后呢，我再继续的祷告说神能够得到荣耀。
Now, I often have this bad habit.
那我常常有这个，我发现了我有这个坏习惯。
Sometimes I try to listen to my own sermons, and I don't like to listen to my own voice.
那我听我自己的信息的时候，我也不喜欢听我自己的声音。
And I notice one bad habit that I have, and I yeah.
我注意到我一个不好的习惯。
I make a statement.
我讲了一句话。
Then very often I don't finish the statement, then I say something else.
那我就不把这句话讲完，我就讲其他的东西。
And hopefully, sometimes I come back to finish that statement.
希望之后呢，我可能会回来讲完之前的那一句话。
I have a danger in telling you that then from now you get distracted, you keep listening when I'm saying that.
那我希望这个不会使你分心，你一直注意到底我在哪里没有把话讲完。
Now why? Because sometimes when I'm speaking, that overwhelming thought that is linked to this thought, I get distracted to want to add this thought.
那为什么我会这么做呢？就是有的时候我讲完还没讲完一句话的时候，还有其他的东西我要讲的时候呢，它激励我的心的时候，我去把这些东西先讲完之后呢，我才回到之前的那句话。
Now this is what's happening here. Paul wants to say unto him be glory, but there was a linking thought. They said, "No, I need to mention this before that."
所以保罗其实他要祷告说啊，但愿神能够得到荣耀。但在这之前呢，还有一个重要的课题要提。
What is this thought? This linking thought that interrupted him?
那是什么课题使到他停止来把这个连接的这个课题？讲出来
is these words unto him, then he suddenly say that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us.
那句话呢，就是神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就以及超过我们所求所想的。
This linking thought is tied to the glory of God.
那这一个课题呢，乃是与神的荣耀连在一起的。
That's why we know when we cannot take this out of context and say God will do anything beyond our dreams for us and our personal glory.
所以因此我们从这里就能够明白，在这里神不是教导我们说我们能够使用这个经文说神能够成就我们一切所想象的梦想等等。
This thought of interruption where God will do anything that you ask or think beyond your wildest imagination.
那这样子的思念呢，就是说神能够成就你脑海里面能够幻想的一切。
It's about that it will bring glory to God the Father.
那这样子的思念乃是他的目的呢，乃是要使到父神能够得着荣耀。
In other words, let's not kid ourselves to say that once I'm saved, anything that I ask for, God must and God will give to me.
所以不要有这种的想法，就是说你得救之后呢，无论你向神求什么样的东西，神一定要赐给你。
From the beginning, before the beginning of time to the church established now.
那自在时间开始之前呢，直到教会被成立之后。
Paul is saying God will enable every single believer.
那神说，保罗这里只说神能够使每一个信徒
keep and protect and make you.What you ought to be.
使他们有能力会保守他们，使到他们能够成为神要他们成就的人。
In all, in fact, in above all, in those areas that will bring glory to God.
那就是超过我们一切生活里面所有的方面，就是能够使神得荣耀的东西。
So my friends, the point is this.
所以这里的重点就是这个。
Why did God plan to save you?
为什么神计划要来拯救你?
Why did Christ come to die in your place for you? You put your name there.
为什么神基督要来到世上为你而死?
Why did Christ come to pay for Joseph Poon's sin?
为什么基督要来到世上为曹建的罪来受难受死?
Why did God the Father before even time began say, I elect Joseph Poon?
那为什么神在万创世以先就已经要预先预定要来拯救？
You put your own name there.
那你就把你自己的名字放在那里。
And why did the Holy Spirit come and dwell in Joseph Poon?
那为什么圣灵要来住在曹建的心里呢？
After salvation,
在得救之后。
And enable me to walk the Christian life.
甚至使我有能力来过一个基督徒的生活。
It's for one chief end only.
只有一个最终的目的。
Unto him be glory.
就是让神能够得到荣耀。
My friends, what do you ask for?
那朋友们，你所求所想的是什么？
What do you pray for?
你祷告祈求什么东西？
We analyze our own prayers.
我们来分析一下自己的祷告。
What we think of most throughout the day?
我们一整天里面所想的是什么？
What ought it to be? What should it be?
那它应该是什么呢？
What's the reason of our existence?
我们存在的目的是什么？
It is this, that I bring glory to God's name.
就是这里所讲的，让我能够使神的名得到荣耀。
I hope we understand after Paul write these many words up to end of chapter 3.
我希望大家都能够明白，当保罗写了那么多句话，直到第三章总结的时候
，When he began, he already have this an end in mind.
当他开始的时候，他已经有这个最终的目的在他的思念。
I want you to know your purpose of existence.
我要你。
As a worshipper, whether Gentile or Jew, and as a church.
那我要你身为一个教会，无论是犹太人、外邦人，身为一个信徒，你存在的最终目的是什么
？I'm even going to talk about things that happened before time began.
那我甚至要谈到时间开始之前所发生的事情。
He described all those things to bring the believer to know his deep heart's desire for them to understand, and that is.We exist for the glory of God.
所以他花尽心思把这一切东西形容出来，他最终的目的就是要让信徒们知道他们存在最终的目的是什么。
Now this is Paul's prayer, Paul's deep desire.
那这是保罗的祷告，他心里面所求的。
But the fact that it got into God's word.
那被记载在圣经里头呢？
This is what God wants to reveal to us.
这就是我们就知道这是神要启示让我们知道的。
Then let us once and for all put away the wrong notion.
所以从今以后呢，让我们把那些错误的想法给除去。
I, after salvation, can live for myself.
就是得救之后呢，我还是能够为我自己而活。
I, after being saved, have an option whether I want to live a godly life, to worship and to serve Him. It's an optional thing.
或者是我得救之后，我有这个选择。要不要来过一个敬拜神的生活，讨主喜悦的生活，还是另外一方面
？Paul's thought was interrupted when he was praying. Now onto him.
所以保罗的祷告在这里呢，他的祷告好像受了一些拦阻，就是他要说出这一句话。
He says, "Look at verse 20."
你看第二十节。
Now onto him. Now he wants to say, "Oh, I must remind the believer about something."
所以他在二十节就提到啊，在这里我必须要提醒信徒们这一件事。
I must remind the believer that because God's aim is for you to live for Him.
他要提醒信徒们，让他们知道神的目的，让他们能够存在在地上。
Because that's the reason why He saved you and keep you.
那神拯救我们、保守我们有一个目的。
Then I want the reader to know in verse 20.
我要这些读者能够明白
that it is not optional,
就是这个不是一个选择
and that it is possible.
并且呢这个这样的生活是能够
This is what he got interrupted with.
是能够的，这也是使保罗祷告的时
候
分心的事。
Because he don't want the believer just to say, oh, unto him be, verse 21, unto him be glory in the church. Oh, okay, be glory to God.
那他不要这些信徒们只是想到哦，是啦，教会中要使神能够得到荣耀。
He want the believer to know, hey, hang on, I'm talking to you.
那他说，这里你看看，我是向你们说话。
When I say unto him be glory, it is not an abstract and someone else giving him glory.
那这里当神说，但愿，当保罗说，但愿神得到荣耀，这不是一个非常抽象的想法。
Just in case we think that is optional and is for someone else.
那只要。凡被我们觉得这一节经文是谈到其他人，或者是这是一个选择。
Just in case you think you cannot live such a godly life to bring glory to Him，
这也是要凡被我们有这种想法，说我们没有能力过这样子的生活。
I interrupt my thought，
所以我就使我的思路来分叉。
And encourage every worshipper，
来鼓励每一个崇拜者。
Encourage that God can, God is able.Look at verse 20. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
来提醒激励他们说，神有这个能力，照着他运行在我们心里面的大力来成就这一切。
He say, "You, I, this is what we ought to be."
在这里说的就是你我，这就是我们应该要有的生活。
Living for His glory,
为着神的荣耀而活。
And God can do it.
并且呢，神能够做到。
Stop thinking and asking of things that are pertaining to our own glory, our own ambition.
所以你要停止祈求那些为着自己荣耀而求的东西。
Said, why we exist for His glory, therefore ask and think about His kingdom's work and to live such a life. He said, God can make it happen in exceeding abundant ways.
所以明白我们存在这地上的目的是为着神的荣耀，那你们所求的东西呢，应该要求关于神的国度的事情，让我们在地上的生活能够荣耀他。
Now, why do I keep talking about this interruption of thought? Now, onto the one...And then verse 22, now unto him, then he complete his thought.
那为什么我一直要提到在这里保罗的思路已经受到一些分叉
？Two reasons,
两个原因。
Number one, I think we are always thinking and asking for God for the wrong things.
那首先就是我们每一次向神求东西的时候呢，我们求都是求错的东西。
We are living not unto His glory.
我们活着不是为着他的荣耀而活。
The second reason,
第二个原因。
I hope we are awakened to the fact.
我希望大家能够醒悟过来。
This life, this existence of living for God and God only and for His glory,
就是要过一个为着神而活、为着神荣耀而活的一个生命
，is something that must be true in every worshipper's life.
那是必须在每一个敬拜神的人生活里头必须要有的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I fear that very often when I preach messages like that,
因为我担心每次我传讲这样子的信息的时候
，and I hope you see that I'm not making you live in ways that is outside God's word. This is in God's word.
我也希望大家能够看见，我不是要让大家过一个离开偏离神话语的生活。
I'm afraid many think, many switch off when it comes to living for God.
那我很担心，就是每一个人每次谈到要为神而活的时候呢。他们的脑就开始关掉了。
Maybe you're even thinking, you know, if it goes on like that, I'm going to leave this church.
啊，可能你在想，如果他继续在这样子讲的话，我要离开这个教会。
I'm fed up of this church's pulpit that's always saying, live for Christ, live only for Christ, seek His kingdom first.
那我对这个教会的讲台上的信息非常反感，每次都是要我为神而活，要先求神的国。
God save me and.It's for me to choose how I want to live.
那神拯救我是让我有这个选择，选择到底要不要为神而活。
You want to be godly, you want to go serve God and always doing things. That's your choice.
那如果
Don't preach that and expect that all of us must be like that.
那你要过一个圣洁的敬虔的生活，你要去服侍主的话，你去做你要做的事情，你不要每次在讲台上说每一个人都要这样子做。
Now before I came, I know there were some people that come on and off.
那在我来这里之前呢，我也知道有一些人来教会是有时来有时不来。
Many of them do not come anymore.
那许多这一些人呢，许多都已经没有来教会了。
Sometimes I wonder.
有的时候我在想
，When our hearts have made up our minds that what I ask for, what I think about when I come to church.
那当我们的心里面已经下定决心。我来到教会的时候，我要求我要是什么
？It's for God to fulfill things in my life.
那我要求的就是要神在我生命里头来给我所要的。
But it seems like in this church, it's about me doing things for God.
但是在这间教会好像是要我为神做东西。
I can't take this anymore.
这样的教导我吃不消。
Chapter 1 from the beginning to chapter 3 the ending.
第一章是开始，第三章是结束。
It's all about God's grand scheme of things.
这一切都是神那伟大的计划。
From the salvation of the individual to the unity of the Jews and the Gentiles.
从个人的救恩就谈到了，外邦人及犹太人的之间的这个合一。
Paul described a very grand work of God.
保罗就描述出神伟大的工作
and it is all just for one purpose unto him verse 21 be glory in the church by Christ
这一切只为了一个目的就是但愿神在他的教会中得到荣耀
How are you going to live after this message
在这个这场信息之后你会怎么样的生活呢
Still go back to the old ways
继续回去自己先前的那种生活方式吗？
I'm not going to make any changes in my personal walk.
我不愿意在我自己个人的生活里头做改变。
I'm not going to make any changes in the way my family live and what we put as priority.
也不愿意在我的家庭里面改变我们的生活方式。我们以什么东西为优先，我也不愿意改变。
In fact, I think I should make sure I change my family not to be what this church has been preaching about.
反而我要使我自己的家庭改变，不要跟随这个教会的教导。
I don't want them to be brainwashed.
我不要教会的人来，不要让他们在教会里面被洗脑。
Oh, but I hope this will awaken us.
我希望这堂信息能够使我们醒悟。
All the lofty, great themes that Paul described, and he said it comes down to this one thing.
那就是保罗在这里所描述的一切伟大的这些思想，总结就在这里。
Why does God keep the believer?
为什么神要保守信徒？
What's the point of preservation of saints?
信徒们保守的目的是什么？
It is to this end, the chief end of men.
这就是人的最终目的。
Now you ask me.
那你就问。
Alright, so what does it mean to live to the glory of God?
那为神的荣耀而活是什么意思？
Chapter 1 to chapter 3. Please remember, we are studying the book of Ephesians.
记得从第一章到第三章我们来查考以弗所书的时候。
At least have some chapter segmentation in your mind. Otherwise, we finish the book and say, don't remember anything.
所以至少在你脑海里面要知道这卷书是怎么分段的。
Chapter 1 to chapter 3.
第一到第三章
is Paul setting in place the theology and the doctrine.
就是神把这神学教义给的基础打好。
It's his very typical style of writing that God uses.
这也是他通常的写作方式，也是神所使用的。
He established the biblical principles first.
他把圣经的原则先打好基础。
Before he tells the believer how they should live.
那才告诉信徒们该怎么样。
Because he wants them to understand the rationale.
因为他要信徒们明白这背后的原则。
He wants the truth of God to move them, to drive them to live.As he would command.
他要神的真理来激励这些信徒们为来遵守神的命令而活。
Then chapter 4 to chapter 6.
然后呢之后就第四章到第六章。
The other half of the book.
就是这卷书的下半部。
He will focus on the exact practical things that you and I need to do.
那他就会专注在实际上我们要做的事情。
Now, until we settle chapter 1 to chapter 3, especially verse 21 in chapter 3.
直到我们对第一章、第三章有完全的了解、完全的信念之后呢，特别是21节。
That God brought us into existence, God saved us and God is keeping us.
就是神来保守着我们，让我们存在，并且继续的来使我们得蒙保守。
That our lives will be unto His glory.
那我们的生命是为了使神得到荣
耀。Nothing to do with my own ambition, my own glory.
那不是我们自己要达到我们自己的梦想，或者是我们自己的名望荣耀。
Until this is established, this doctrine, this theology is established in our hearts.
除非这个教导在我们心里面扎根。
Verse chapter 4 to chapter 6, you will get fed up.
那第四到第六章里面的东西，你会觉得很反感。
Chapter 4, for example.
那比如说第四章里头
，God talks about the purpose of gifts.
保罗神提到恩赐的目的。
Look at verse 12,
第十二节。
Gifts is for the perfecting of saints and the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ.
恩赐的目的是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until you say every gift that I have, every ability that I have, every moment and living resource.A moment and resource that I have is to be used for God's glory.
除非你认识到你所拥有的恩赐，你所拥有的资源等等，都是为了神的荣耀而用的。
You say no. I want my children. Yeah, they're very intelligent. You don't realize that God gave them intelligence. They're very capable. You don't realize talent is from God.
那就好像如果你的孩子非常有才干，你没有发现到这是神所赐的话。
I have abilities.
我有这个能力。
You say, I'm not going to use it for perfecting of saints. You mean come to church and serve in church?
你说我不会让他们用这些才干能力来成全圣徒。
You mean you want me to use all my abilities and talent? 你 for others，
你说你你要我让用我自己的能力，还有我的才干来为着其他人来侍奉他们吗
？He won't accept that。
那如果你之前不明白那一段的话呢？这里这样子的教导你是不能够接受的。
Until you and I establish unto Him be glory, that's the only reason why we live。
那除非你心里面有强烈的信念，相信你存在的目的是为了神的荣耀而活。
We will not change our lives。
我们是不会改变自己的生命的。
Because in chapter 4，
因为在第四章里头。
Look at verse 17.
你看第十七节。
Now he said, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind."
所以我说第十七节。所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心。
Look at verse 22.
二十二节。
He's going to command us that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man.
他在这里命令我们说，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐的变坏。
Until we are convicted that God saved me for only one reason to live for Him, for His glory.
那除非你心里面已经有了这个强烈的信念，认识到我们活神拯救我们，我们活在这世上存在的目的呢，是为着神的荣耀。
You won't change your life.
否则的话，你是不会改变
你的生命。You won't want to change your family way of living.
你也不愿意会要改变你家庭的生活。
Because you are not convicted that it is unto Him be glory.
因为你心里面不相信这一切的
存在不是为神荣耀。You won't be convicted that everything I ask and think about always about His kingdom's work for His glory.
那你也不会相信啊，我所要你们做的事情呢，乃是为了神的国度、神的荣耀。
Neither would you bother to be filled with the Spirit.
那你也不会想要被圣灵充满。
Whenever God works in your heart to convict, you ignore it.
那当神在你身里，在你的心里面动工、感动，使你知罪的时候。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
啊，第五章第十八节。
He said, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." He said, "Walk in the Spirit." You're going to ignore the Holy Spirit.
那不要醉酒，十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。但是你却会藐视、忽略圣灵的感动。
Now that's your personal walk.
那这是你个人的生活。
You won't want to change.
你不要，你不会要改变。
He's going to talk about it more.
那他继续的说
，He's going to talk about your as a husband, as a wife, what kind of life.You need to live.
那他会继续的谈到，身为一个丈夫、一个妻子，你的生活应该是怎么样的
？Chapter 5 is a famous chapter about what marriage should be and what are the roles and responsibilities of husband and wife.
那第五章所谈到的就是非常人所周知的，就是谈到一个婚姻里面该是怎么样的责任。
Until we are convicted, unto Him be glory means, as a husband, as a wife, this marriage is for God's glory.
那除非你在心里面已经相信这一切是为着神的荣耀，那婚姻里头也是为着神的荣耀。
When I preach chapter 5 on husband and wife relationship and roles，
那当我传讲第五章关于丈夫与妻子之间的关系的时候
，You're going to say waste of time，
你就会说这在浪费时间。
I don't have to live like that.I don't have to treat my wife or my husband like that.
我不需要这样子生活，不需要这样以这样的方式来对待我的丈夫或妻子。
Until we are convicted, even your marriage is unto His glory.
除非我们心里面深信，我们的婚姻也是为着使到神的荣耀。
Chapter 6,
第六章。
Children's obedience to the parents. You will also say, "Forget it. Why must I listen?"
那第六章讲到儿女要孝顺，要听从父母。你会说这。不用紧，不需要听。
I live for what I want to do, mommy, daddy.
那他说就会告诉父母说，我为着我自己要做的事情而。
Don't ask me to go to church. Don't ask me to obey God. Don't ask me to serve God.
那不要叫我去教会，不要叫我顺从神。
Don't ask me to obey you.
也不要叫我顺从你。
Until you as a child know that honoring father and mother is unto God's glory, you will just ignore it.
那除非你身为一个。儿女，你认识到孝敬父母是为了神的荣耀。
How parents,
那我这个话你不会做的。
How parents teach children, chapter 6, verse 4.
那做父母怎么样要来教养孩子呢
？Fathers provoke not your children to wrath.
第四节，你们做父亲的不要惹你儿女的怒。
Or you will be you will not be kind to them, you will not love them, you will just be always wrathful to them and make them angry also.
那否则的话，你也会对他们不那么的不善待他们，对他们常常惹他们的气。
You say, "Don't tell me how to bring up my children."
所以你也会说，不要叫我怎么样来养育自己的我自己的孩子。
Because you don't think that is unto God's glory.
因为你不认为这是为了神的荣耀。
But bring them up in the admonition, nurture and admonition of the Lord.
只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Teach them God's word, no time. Teach them about maths, about geography, about science. That's what I want to teach them.
教导他们神的话语，你说没有时间啊，我要教他们数学、物理、生物、化学等等。
Waste of time for them to go to fellowship.
去教会团契是浪费时间的。
Because you don't think that bringing up is bringing up godly heritage onto his glory.
因为你不相信要养育一个敬虔的后裔乃是为了神的荣
耀。I don't care if my child don't know things of the Bible, don't know about Christ. I only care that they get A in school.
那我不管到底我的孩子对圣经了不了解是否了解，我只要他在教会在学校里面得到好的成绩就够了。
I don't care if the glory of God fills their mind and overwhelms them and me. I don't care.
所以我也不管到底神的荣耀是否充满着他们，充满着我自己。
In chapter 6 verse 5 onwards, he talked about the working person.
那在第六章之后，他就谈到做工的人。
So all these things, Paul say, before I tell you how to live, I must establish that the only reason why you respond is if you understand. My life is totally kept for him.
所以在这之前呢，保罗就要提醒我们，除非你认识到这一切是为着神的荣耀的话呢，你的心思意念是专注在这些事情上呢，否则的话，这以后的所要做的事情你是不会做的。
Chapter 3 verse 21.
三章二十一节。
If it is something that you don't agree,
如果是你不认同的、不赞同的教导。
Chapter 4 onwards, you will switch off.
那第四章之后呢，你是不会愿意
听的。I asked the question.
那我问了这个问题。
What does it mean to live unto the glory of God?
什么意思呢？叫做为着神的荣耀而活。
He has settled the theology.
他已经把教义讲清楚了。
He has made the statement.
已经讲完了。
Chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6.
第四、第五、第六章。
He's going to go into the specifics. If you live like that, you bring glory to him.
他就会讲到这生活上细节的东西。如果你按着这一些所讲的去做的话呢，你的生活就是荣耀神的。
In your personal walk,
你自己个人的生活。
In your family's life,
你家庭的生活。
In parents and children and children and parents' relationship,
那做父母及孩子之间的关系。
In the working person's ethics and values at the workplace,
那在对工作者来说，在工作场所上的这个道德水准。
If you obey these commands in chapter 4 to chapter 6,
如果你顺从第四章到第六章里面所记载的教训的话，
and you ask and you think about how you can live chapter 4 to chapter 6,
你就问，你就求，到底怎么样能够把第四到第六章里面所教导的活出来？
God says he will do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think to bring glory to his name.
神就会说他能够照着运行在我们心里面的大力充充足足的成就这一切，甚至超过我们所求所想的。
Look at verse 20,
第二十节。
This power is according to the power that worketh in us.
这能力是在我们心里面所运行的。
My friends, it is within us. God has given us the ability to live a consecrated life.
所以我们这里看见这大能大力呢，是在我们心里面，神已经赐给我们能力来过一个献身的生活。
He didn't say that worketh in full-time workers.
他不是说全职服侍的人罢了。
He said worketh in every single believer, us.
他是说在我们每一个人的心里面。
This is the life of every saved person.
这是一个每一个重生得救的人应该有的。
Look at verse 21.
看二十一节。
Glory in the church.
在教会中得荣耀。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢?
This is the life. This is the individual in the church that must live to bring glory to God. You don't expect the world to live like that.
那就是说在教会里面的每一个人呢，都要为着神的荣耀而活。你不期待 世界的人来为着神的荣耀而活。
In the church,
是在教会里头。
When we worship,
当我们敬拜的时候
，Look at your program sheet,
看看你的程序单。
Do you understand why we sing item number two on the left column?
那你明白为什么我们要把这程序单左边的那些诗歌唱出来吗
？We begin our worship by asking everyone to keep silent and focus on God.
我们敬拜的时候，我们要每个人安静下来，肃静下来，在神的面前专注于神。
To Him be glory in the church.
在教会里头使他得荣耀。
Gloria Patri.
我们就谈到这个荣耀归于神父。
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost.That is why we sing this.
荣耀都归于圣父、圣子、圣灵。这也是为什么我们要唱。
I hope when we understand our reason for existence, we come and worship God. When we sing these words, our hearts well up in praise to Him.
那我希望我们明白之后，我们是为着神荣耀而活。我们唱这些诗歌的时候，我们的心里面实在是得到激励。
Glory to you.
荣耀归于你。
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Forget about any glory in my life.
忘记掉我们生活里头一切自我的荣耀。
Look at verse 21.
21节。
Throughout all ages, world without end.
直到世世代代，永永远远。
Look at Gloria Patri.
你看这个荣耀归于圣父这首诗歌。
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
正如太初，直到现今，荣耀万古而长新，永无穷尽。Amen.
My friends, from Before age begin.
那在这世代之前
Throughout all ages, from generation to generation.
直到世世代代每一代
World without end.
永永远远
The glory, people, Christians living unto the glory of God and worshipping Him, God meant it to be from the beginning and the inception of time to no end.
那基督徒为着神的荣耀而活呢，这是神所预定的，甚至在创世以先，时间开始之前呢，直到世世代代永永远远。
Think of this.
思想这个课
题。Our existence in eternity.
我们在永恒里面的存在。
God's plan and purpose in eternity in saving and keeping us to help us to exist.
神在永恒里面所预先计划好来拯救我们的目的。
Whether in this world or the world to come.
无论是在这世间或者是在来世
is unto him be glory.
是为着神的荣耀。
Do you understand how finite our time on earth is?
所以你看见吗？我们在世上的时间是多么的短暂。
God says, "For eternity is always about my glory."
神说永恒都是关乎到我的荣耀。
And then he finishes with Amen.
那之后呢？他用 Amen 结束。
When we sing Glory Patri, we Amen twice.
那当我们唱荣耀归于圣父的时候，我们唱两次阿门。
Amen, Amen, right?
我们唱两次阿门是吗
？It's a double yes, Lord, let it be so.
是双重的认同，说对神说是的，神。
From next week onwards,
下个礼拜开始
，When you and I sing,
我们唱这首诗歌的时候
，Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, and is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen, Amen.
所以当我们唱荣耀都归于圣父圣子圣灵三一全能真神正如太初直到现今荣耀万古而长新永永无穷尽
What are, you,
Amen 的时候
What are you and I singing?
你们在唱述什么呢
We are singing God through eternity my life my existence is unto your glory and let all glory be to you
你所唱述的就是从万古到永无穷尽的时间里面我的存在呢都是为了你的荣耀
And how do I do that?
我怎么样去做呢
How do I prove that?
怎么样证明呢
When chapters 4 to chapter 6 are being preached
当第四章第六章被传讲的时候呢
I will pay attention
你会愿意的来留心的留意的听
I will obey
并且顺服
Unto your glory
为着你的荣耀
Will you live for Christ?
你是否愿意为主而活呢
Will you live for Jesus?
愿意为耶稣而活吗
His power can make you all that you need to be.
他的能力能够使你成为你应当成为的人。
What will you choose?
你选择的是什么呢
Let us rise to sing the closing hymn 239. 239.
结束的诗歌239首。